The biggest challenge of a believer is to surrender to God. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. That sentence implies that we have a loving, compassionate God. Someone once said, of all the titles God has, perhaps His most important title is compassion. Do you believe that our God is compassionate? Do you believe that God cares for you? Do you believe that God is involved in your life on a day-to-day basis? Do you believe that God hears every prayer that rises up to Him, and some He answers immediately, some He waits to answer until the person is disposed to receive the gift, and sometimes God will not answer the prayer exactly the way you want it, but He will answer your needs in the way that's best for you. Now, I said at the beginning of the program, the biggest challenge of a believer is to surrender to God. And I think in the days in which we live, that is particularly true because in some ways, with all the technology, with all the medical miracles, with given the impression that we have great control over our universe, it's harder to surrender to God. And with all the education, which often makes people arrogant, it's hard to surrender to God because sometimes people think they know better than God. So on Tuesdays, the programs are devoted to prayer because prayer is a heart-to-heart conversation with God. Prayer is lifting up the mind and heart to God. Prayer is making ourselves available to God who wants to speak to us. As I jokingly say, why is it when we talk to God it's called prayer, but when God talks to us it's called schizophrenic? There are so many people in our world that do not believe that God is in communication with us. Well, let me tell you right now, God is in constant communication to us. And if I can use the example of the radio, okay, when I turn on the radio, it's not like all of a sudden radio waves are activated. No, the radio waves are always out there. It's just when I turn on the radio, the waves are now evident to me. And when I dial, when I carefully, slowly dial to the station I want, that station comes in loudly and clearly. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden the station is going to work. The station is always at work. It's that I'm dialing in, I'm tuning in, I'm focusing in, I'm making myself available to something that's going on all the time. And that's what happens when we pray. God is constantly active. God is always working behind the scene. God is always speaking to us in many, many ways. It's a matter of us tuning in, and that's what prayer does. Prayer lets me get on, allows me to get on the right frequency, allows me to be available to God. It's like how many holy people before us would say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Here I am, Lord. I've come to do your will. Okay. Now, having said that prayer, the prayer of surrender, is a tremendous challenge, you won't be surprised by the prayer that I want to share with you. It's called a prayer of abandonment. You know, and to abandon ourselves to God is the same as surrendering ourselves to God. And the prayer goes like this. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer it to you with all the love of my heart, for I love you, Lord, and so need to give myself to surrender myself into your hands without reserve. and with boundless confidence, for you are my Father. Amen. Well, some people would listen to that prayer and say, are you crazy? Are you just making yourself like putty in God's hands? Are you going to take that kind of a risk? Don't you know how fragile this world is? Don't you know about evil in the world? Don't you know about hurricanes and earthquakes and tornadoes and sickness and cancer and heart disease and yada, yada, yada? Why would you ever say that to God? I mean, that's a valid question. I've already talked to you about what the answer to that question is. The answer has to do with my image of God. That my God is compassionate. That my God loves me. That my God is the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. And yea, though I walk through the valley of darkness, Psalm 23 prays that. Yea, though I walk through the valley of darkness, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff give me courage. You set a banquet before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, one of the things we have to do every day, I don't care how long you've been a man or woman of faith, you have to constantly grow in confidence of God's love for you. That's a lifetime endeavor. Every day we need to pray for more faith. We never have enough faith. And you translate faith meaning trust. So as we surrender, we only do that because we trust God. And we sometimes when we surrender our prayers, they have claw marks on them because we don't want to give up our prayers. We don't want to give up our lives that are connected to our prayers. We don't want to give up our will, our free will, to God. You know? To say to God, as this prayer said, all I want is to offer you my entire life. All I want is that your will be done in my life. I need to give myself, to surrender myself into your hands without reserve. Without reserve. How can you give yourself to God without reserve? Only because of a boundless confidence that we have in our Father. We have a Father who created us, a brother in Jesus who died and rose from the dead to save us from our sins, and we have a Holy Spirit who constantly reminds us that we are loved unconditionally. Unconditionally. So it's in the Trinity. It's the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who loves us, who dwells in us, who keeps us in existence, whose will is that we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, that we act like Jesus, we imitate Jesus, we are Jesus for others, we are the compassion of Jesus for those who need compassion, and so that we go to heaven someday. Our whole purpose in life is to make the kingdom real for people and to spend eternity with God in heaven. Surrendering, huh? Did you ever notice when a child is born with clenched fists. When a person dies, their fingers are wide open. So we do surrender. Those little surrenders that we make every day to however life plays out on that particular day, they prepare us for the big surrender. When we have to say, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, like Jesus did on the cross. How painful was that for Jesus? How challenging was that for Jesus? In his humanity, it had to be tremendously challenging because the night before in the garden, he was sweating blood. He was asking if it be possible, let this chalice pass from me. Listen, I don't want to be a Pollyanna here. I don't want to give you the impression that it's easy to surrender. I'm just saying, when you do, you are blessed. You are tremendously blessed by God. And to the extent that you surrender, you make that decision now. And it's a decision. It's not an emotion. It's a decision. Decision in daylight. Well, you do that, and then you get blessed. Okay. Here's today's food for thought. Man was created on the sixth day so that he could not be boastful, since he came after the flea in the order of creation. That's a Jewish saying. So clever, isn't it? You know, we're only one of God's creations, and some of God's creations are more beautiful than us, and some of our God's creations seem to be much more obedient to the will of God. Now, granted that other than the humans, that's just written into their whole existence, whereas we got the free will. We have the ability to say yes or no. I want to suggest you say yes today. Who are our prayer partners? Well, today I want you to pray for the Secret Service, okay? These are the people who protect the President of the United States as well as the Vice President and other significant people, often putting their life online, often constantly in situations that could be very threatening. Dear God, bless the men and women of the CIA. Keep them safe from harm. Watch over their families while they're away. Allow their time of service to be service in which the whole country can be grateful for what they do and say. And I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's food for thought. No. Today's humor. Small attempt to make you smile or laugh. Ready? Real short joke. See if you get it. One day a boss asked an employee, "Why are you late again?" The employee said, "I overslept." The boss said, "What? Do you sleep at home also?" Apparently he sleeps all the time at work. I know many of you say, "Don't explain the joke to me." Sorry, it's with that. Well, you want to contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you, okay? It's great hearing from my listeners. Some of you have dropped me a note. Some of you included a check from my hospital for the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. I don't care how much the amount is. It's just very, very gratefully received, very much appreciated. Some of you do send me your prayer intentions. I tell you every day on the program, send me your prayer intentions. I'll storm heaven with you and for you, and I will do that. I take that obligation very seriously to pray for my listeners, especially when they send me their intentions. So let me hear from you, okay? And today, some of you, or any of you, but especially those of you who may be for a long time and saying, "Now I should write him a check for his hospital. I like what he does on the radio. I'd like to help him." Would you do that now? Especially if you get, before you get real busy, make it to TASH. It stands for the Anna C. Toller Hospital. Tash, Inc., send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. God will bless you. I'll pray for you. By the way, if you use the internet, visit my website at fatherscott.com. I think you'll enjoy my website. Spell out Father, though, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.